This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Three women inside a Korean hair salon in Northwest Dallas were hospitalized after someone opened fire inside that salon.
Were guns by yet another white supremacist replaced it theorist?
All police have to describe him, a black male driving a maroon-colored minivan.
What a plot twist!
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I appreciate that comment, and we're happy to speak more with you about this issue.
Just tell me what to say.
And unfortunately and ironically, we were undone exactly by a disinformation campaign.
Oh, sweet irony!
I would point to those parts of my CV and my resume and not these tweets and parts of my personal life that have been picked on in this childish game.
Oh, boo-hoo! Let me play a sad song for you on the world's smallest violin.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
You know, sometimes I think to myself, do I need a disinformation specialist to come to my assistance? You know, they forget first responders. We need disinformation specialists. And she's world renowned. She's one of the great authorities on disinformation and misinformation and malinformation. All right, we are here today at the Toyota of Portsmouth. Give yourselves a round of applause. And we just got our food, as promised. As promised, we got a delivery of food from the 110 Grill here in Portsmouth. How is it, guys? Enjoying it? Good food? Sliders, pizza, fried pickles, all that kind of stuff. And we thank Robert Walker, the owner of the 110 Grill, 35-plus restaurants throughout New England and New York State. And next week, by the way, speaking of Robert Walker and one of his other chains, a great chain, very popular, is Aviva Trattoria. And they have five, soon to be six, locations in Massachusetts. And Grace will be having her 30th birthday party at the Aviva Trattoria in Maynard, site of the old digital complex in Maynard.
30
nice. Years.
I know, right, Taylor? 30. After this, I'll just be having a 30th birthday for the rest of time.
I've fallen, and I can't get up.
I don't think we have to keep counting after this, right?
You know, your 30th birthday would have also been my mother's 100th birthday.
Oh.
That's okay. So there's other birthdays. There's other birthdays after 30. Believe me.
We got emotional there for a second.
No. You were more emotional than me. I've been meaning to break that to you for a while, actually.
Fran, right?
Yes, Fran.
Yes.
Yeah. 844-500-4242. With us now is Jim Boyle. He is the owner of Toyota of Portsmouth. And Jim, we so appreciate you being our host every year. We so enjoy it. Look at these red, white, and blue flags and everybody. I hope everybody's checking out the great products here. So, Jim, what do you got a big weekend planned for Toyota Portsmouth, don't you?
Well, we actually have all the Toyota off-road gang showing up with an off-road jamboree. So, Toyota owners that have Tacomas, you know, Land Cruisers, 4Runners, any type of Toyota product that can be used off-road, they're all going to have a jamboree here on Sunday. It'll be fun. We had about 500 people here last year, and it was crazy. It's free. Everyone has a good time. You get to meet friends, and you get to see some companies that actually do some of this work. New England Vehicle Outfitters and Northeast Adventure Company, and then Overland Detailing. But it's crazy how the passion that you see with these Toyota owners, they love their Toyotas. And they will all be here, and that'll be fun. And, of course, Howie, we have cars for sale. And, you know, that's what we do, especially with the price of gas these days. Everyone wants a Toyota. So we do have plenty of cars to pick from, and we have cars coming all the time. And if you don't see the car that you want, we will order it for you, and we will track it with you, and we will get it for you as soon as possible.
But you have more cars than you've had recently. They're coming in more regularly, so there's a better selection. You can order and just wait for the car, but you don't have to necessarily wait for the car. You could probably find something here. How many cars
Correct.
You got on the lot?
We have about 50 cars here, but what we do have is probably another 50 on our website that are incoming. So, you know, you can go right to toyotareportsmouth.com, look at the vehicles that are coming in, and if you like one, you call and reserve that, and it will be here in short order.
All right, and you got used cars as well.
Of course, they come and go, and of course, we're getting some great trades because people are, picking up the new Toyotas, so we do, that constantly changes, so you got to stay on the website or come by anytime, right in the middle, minutes from anywhere, right here in Portsmouth.
Excellent, and everybody knows that Toyotas are very reliable cars, probably the most reliable car there is in anywhere, and so that's the way it's been for probably close to 50 years.
Well, they are the number one retail brand, so there are more Toyotas sold at retail than any other car. So it's a great, I'm obviously lucky to be representing Toyota in Portsmouth, and
What are your hours? If people, well, you'll be here. We'll be here tonight, by the way, until 6 o'clock. So come on down and check it out. See Grace. See me. Have your picture taken with us. Check out the great products here at Toyota of Portsmouth. And so, how late are you open tonight? What are your weekend hours?
We're open till 6 o'clock tonight. A little after that, obviously. But then tomorrow we're open from 8 to 5, and Sunday it's 11 to 5.
11 to 5.
And, of course, we have the Jamboree on Sunday. So,
that's great. Anyone's invited to the Jamboree just to come and check everything out.
Yes, it's really something to see.
844-500-4242. This crowd looks kind of sedentary today, but I am hoping that you guys will check out the products here. You know, there's some great cars over there. They're here in the showroom, and this is a great place to check out. Very easy to get here, Jim. Tell everybody how easy it is to get here.
I think the reason they look that way is they're eating the food from the 110 grill. But, no, it's really easy to get here. We're at exit 5 off 95 at the Portsmouth Traffic Circle. We're 3/4 of a mile down on the right, 150 Greenleaf Ave, Portsmouth, New Hampshire.
All right, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. I want you to give Jim Boyle a big round of applause here. Thank you, Jim, so much. We appreciate it. And again, come on down. Come on down if you're just getting off work, wherever you are in Seacoast, New Hampshire, northern Essex County, Massachusetts, or southern Maine. Come on down. We'll be here for another hour and a half, and various people are stopping in, and we have one congressional candidate to stop by. We're not going to have anybody on the air, but we just don't want to have everybody on the air. That's what we'd have to do. But I don't know. That wasn't a call for any congressional candidates. All right. Thank you, Jim Boyle. We appreciate it. Give Jim another hand.
Thank you, Jim.
Round of applause. This message could be important to your health. There may be an antibiotic supply chain shortage soon. If that supply chain were to be cut off, experts predict that our pharmacies could run out of most antibiotics within weeks. Are you prepared if this were to happen? Many common infections can quickly become deadly if not treated by antibiotics. Have you heard of the Jase case? J-A-S-E, Jase case. It's a case you can order online that contains 5 life-saving antibiotics prepared to treat infections. Every home needs at least one Jase case to care for yourself and loved ones should the antibiotic supply chain be cut off. Go to jasemedical.com right now, J-A-S-E, jasemedical.com, and use the code word Howie for $10 off your Jase case. That's code word Howie for $10 off, jasemedical.com. Use code word Howie at checkout. I'm Howie Carr.
He's making talk radio great again. He's Howie Carr. If you're looking for a woke male role model, well, you've got the wrong guy.
You can act like a man. What's the matter with you?
The Howie Carr Show is back.
All right, we're having a great day here at Toyota of Portsmouth. Everybody get a good feed from 110 Grill. We got T-shirts for sale, too, if you want to get the Make Gas Cheap Again or Let's Go Brandon. They're available. We got lots of stuff here. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Howie Carr Show store. Summer is right around the corner, from Cape hotel rooms, amusement park tickets, and fine dining cards. And those are in, some of them are in Massachusetts, some of them are in New Hampshire, some of them in Maine. We have you covered wherever you go in New England this summer. Go to HowieCarrShow.com and click on store. A lot of great deals. Taylor, what's the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Do you believe the sexual misconduct allegations being made about Elon Musk?
I won't believe anything until I hear from Christine Blasey Ford. If she says she was assaulted on a spaceship, then I'll put some credence in it. But until then, no, I don't believe it.
98% say no, they don't believe it either.
All right, 844-500-4242. I wanted to just read you some more stuff about this Sussman trial, what's going on with it, the incestuous ties here. I told you earlier, a woman identified as juror number 5 told U.S. District Court Judge Christopher Cooper yesterday that she recently discovered that her daughter competes with cybersecurity attorney Michael Sussman's daughter on their high school crew team. But they weren't dismissed. I mean, it wouldn't have been a big deal. There's a guy here that we used to go to the same court trials I went to. He knows they impanel 16 jurors for these big trials. So, and then at the end of it, they have 4 alternates, but no one knows who the alternate is. At the end, they draw straws. And so the 12 that win or lose get to stay, and the other 4 are thanked and sent home. So it wouldn't have been a big deal to just get rid of this woman. But they didn't. They let her stay. Jonathan Turley from GW Law School said, so one of the jurors will be allowed to vote on whether to send the father of her daughter's teammate to prison. She is joining 3 Clinton donors on the jury, including one who could only promise to strive for impartiality as best I can. Now you know I'm saying judge and jury walk out hand in hand. Cooper, the judge, has ties to Trump-Russia collusion figures and leading Democrats going back decades. His 1999 marriage to his wife was officiated by sitting Attorney General Merrick Garland. Former President Barack Obama appointed Cooper to his district court seat in 2014 after unanimous approval by the Senate. Cooper has said that he was professional acquaintances with Sussman decades ago. So he worked with the guy, the defendant. The judge worked with the defendant when both worked at the Justice Department. Cooper's wife has served as an attorney for former FBI lawyer Lisa Page, who was in the middle of the FBI's Crossfire Hurricane investigation into the Trump campaign. But other than that, it's strictly on the level, you know. Everything... It's amazing. And then this morning, former Clinton campaign manager Robbie Mook testified that then Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton approved the dissemination of materials alleging a covert communications channel between the Trump Organization and Russia's Alpha Bank to the media. Again, totally bogus.
I will Despite say this, Hillary Clinton has to go to jail, okay? She has to go to jail. Has to go. That was a phony hit job. She's guilty as hell.
A phony hit. There were so many phony hit jobs. You know, they used to call it Legs Diamond. They shot at him so many times, they called him the clay pigeon of the underworld. Donald Trump was the clay pigeon of politics. They just were shooting at him all the time. How many phony scandals did they gin up on him? Ugh. Former FBI General Counsel James Baker testified Thursday that the Bureau investigated the data alleging a Trump connection to the Kremlin-linked bank and found that there was nothing there. I guess they had an FBI agent on there, and apparently he had looked at these allegations that they'd made up in their quote-unquote white paper, and he scrawled on it. I never knew this expression before, 5150. You ever hear this expression? Maybe it's an FBI thing. And one of the lawyers said, what does 5150 mean? And he said, the person who wrote this was mentally disabled. I disagree. I think they weren't mentally disabled. They were just totally corrupt. You know, that's what was going on here. 8-5150, 844-500-4242 was suffering from some mental disability. There it is. So this is what's going on, and again, they have this guy dead to rights, Sussman, and he should be convicted, but who knows? I would still say it's doubtful that he'll be convicted by this corrupt jury and this corrupt judge in D.C.
Bill Clinton said to Crooked Hillary, his very dishonest wife, said, Crooked Hillary, do you think he calls her Crooked Hillary? Mike? Maybe he just calls her Crooked.
844-500-4242. Joe, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, there you go. Howie, how are you?
Good.
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah. Do you think Sussman's going to pull a John Grisham defense, like in The Firm, and claim the only crime was billable hours?
Well, you know, he's saying they got a bunch of defenses. The first defense was he never said it, but then they turned up the text message where he said it. So that's kind of, you know, inoperative, as Ron Ziegler used to say in the Nixon White House. So now they're saying it has to be material to the larger crime. So the fact that he lied was not material. But Baker blew up that defense yesterday, the former counsel of the FBI, because he said they asked him, would you have met with this guy if you'd known he was working for the Clinton campaign? And he said, no, I wouldn't have met with him. So it is material. The lie that he told is material to the crime. So again, I don't know what they're gonna. I think the only defense is this man is a Democrat. You can't send a Democrat to prison. You know, I think it was Jonathan Hurley said today, this is, you know, the first line of A Tale of Two Cities by Charles Dickens, it was the best of time. It was the worst of times. And he said, for lawyers in the District of Columbia, it's the best of venues, it's the worst of venues. It's the best of venues if you have a Democrat defendant like Michael Sussman, because they're not going to be convicted. It's the worst of venues if you have a Republican, or he was a Democrat, but he was with Trump, General Michael Flynn. You know, they let everything go in against Flynn. I mean, if they had, you know, somebody had scrawled something in the restroom of the outside the courtroom, they would have put it in as evidence. But they've stopped all these emails from coming in to the into the court. Some of these hacks that were that were conspiring with Sussman and the Fusion GPS to frame Trump, they don't have to testify, or they're granted immunity. It's just the most crooked thing I've ever seen. Thanks for the call, Joe. Jim, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jim.
Howie, it seems like they should have had a motion for a change of venue to, like, Montana or someplace. It's pretty unbelievable.
I know. I thought the same thing. But I think that, you know, again, though, that whole circuit, everybody on that court, and including the appeals court, they're all so crooked. I don't think they would have gotten anywhere with an appeal, Jim. So they just, you know, had to take their chances and do the best they could. And I hope for the best, but I'm not confident. And you know, this is the two-tier system of justice in America. You know, I mean, it's, you know, you tend to forget about it sometimes when there are all the other disasters unfolding. You know, the empty store shelves, no baby formula, the high price of gasoline, home heating oil. But it's pretty damn serious. When you have two systems of justice, two tiers of justice, that's like a third world country. And if one group of people doesn't have to obey the laws and another group of people has them enforced on them hard, you know what's going to happen pretty soon? There aren't going to be any laws, because the people who are getting it enforced while while the Democrats aren't getting it enforced, they're not going to obey the law. That's what they're going to find out sooner or later if this dual tier justice system continues. In the halls of justice, the only justice is in the halls. I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
A couple of people on the text line gave me different meanings for 5150, so I looked it up, the dictionary. And 5150 refers to the California law code for the temporary involuntary psychiatric commitment of individuals who represent a danger, who present a danger to themselves. I think the people who wrote that presented more of a danger to Donald Trump and Michael Flynn and Carter Page and George Papadopoulos and everybody, and Roger Stone and everybody else who worked for Donald Trump in the campaign. 844-500-4242. Chris, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Chris.
Hi. I just heard what you had to say about 5150 or whatever. But before, when I had called about that, and they said that, oh, somebody that was mentally ill wrote it. I had to laugh. I said, it must have been Biden that wrote it.
I don't think he's capable of even writing a fraudulent document like the Alpha Bank document. But he knew about it. He was at that meeting on, what was it, January 6th, 2017, when they were talking about how they had to make sure that none of these dirty tricks could be tracked back to them. And then Susan Rice on Inauguration Day 2 weeks later put in one of these CYA memos about it. I mean, all this stuff is very complicated. And, you know, on the other hand, it's extremely important to keep up with it, because this was the biggest dirty trick. I mean, all of it, you know, not just the Russian collusion hoax, but the Alpha Bank thing and all of it, including the Atlantic Monthly thing, the losers thing, all of these lies about Trump that never ended. 844-500-4242. Thank you, Chris. Zebra, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Zebra.
Yeah, thanks, Howie. I got a comment and a question. Comment is, it's a good thing that Norm Crosby isn't coming down for breakfast, or he'd be suing the White House for his act. I've never heard so many malapropisms.
Yes, we've got him warming up in the bullpen, Brandon. We've got a bunch, not a lot today, but we've got some that are pretty funny. Go ahead.
I got a question. The question here is, I think maybe you tell me what you think. I think the victory here is the exposing of the corruption. Maybe they don't even plan on getting a conviction. They know what they're up against. But exposing the jury, doing the things you're doing, and getting the facts out there, is that the only victory? I think that might be the only victory we can get, and it's kind of important. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's somewhat important. I mean, not as important as, seeing Hillary in an orange jumpsuit, but I think that's just not in the cards. But, you know, is it going to be possible for her to run for president in 2024? Because you know she would love to, you know? You keep hearing stories now. Mark Simone had one, the guy in WOR that I'm on his show sometimes. He said he's hearing that, you know, Brandon is going to wait till after the 2022 midterms and then announce he's not seeking reelection again and just try to, like, limp through the last 2 years. And, you know, if that's the case, she's going to want to get in. I mean, you know, Bernie just wants to get in to have one more score, you know, raise another 50 or 100 million bucks, launder it through his wife to buy the ads, and, you know, make another 5 or 10 million bucks. Because that's what socialists are all about, right? Sharing the wealth with themselves and their son and their wife and everything like that. But, Hillary still has this burning desire to become president, as crazy as it is. And, you know, that's one thing. Whatever else you think about Donald Trump, he did spare us a Hillary Clinton presidency. Same thing with George Bush. As bad as he is, and he was bad, and as time goes on, you see how bad he was. He spared us from President Al Gore and President John Kerry, and you have to thank him for that.
Hillary Clinton's greatest thing, in my opinion, and if she pulls it off, will be the fact that she's been able to avoid going to jail.
I agree. It's like so many things he said. It's true, isn't it? 844-500-4242. Thanks for the call, Zebra. Margaret, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Margaret.
Hi, Howie. I wish I'd have known you were... How did I miss that? You're in Portsmouth, darn it. I would have come down. But you know what? Did you hear what's coming up here in Rochester to the Ringe?
No.
You know that restaurant you're always saying, Elvitia? What is it called?
Yeah, Eviva Trattoria? Oh, it's coming
to Rochester at the Ringe.
Well, that's good, isn't it? That's great. You're gonna love it, Margaret. You're gonna love Eviva Trattoria. Everybody loves it. Grace is gonna be there in Maynard for her birthday on next Friday, right?
Yes, I love Eviva Trattoria. I love all of the food and I love the drinks, but I will not be partaking because we'll be on the air at that time, and that wouldn't be appropriate. Even though it is my birthday, and I feel like you could maybe make an exception.
All right, Margaret.
It's my 30th birthday. A little espresso martini.
Never trust anyone over 30. That's what I say. Thanks for the call, Margaret. Dave, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, Howie.
Yes.
Howie, I just wanted to know if you had any ideas about what the statute of limitations are for these criminals.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up. The FBI just released some of the notes that they had where it was the Justice Department was getting these notes from the FBI about the Russian collusion hoax, showing that they knew that it was a hoax in 2017, but they'd sat on the notes, and there could have been crimes committed because they were obstructing justice, basically. You know, they were lying to the FISA court to keep getting the warrants to surveil Carter Page's social media and telephones so they could go after Trump. They didn't care about Carter Page. They wanted to go after Trump. And so they decided to release some of these notes and, court filings, documents, affidavits sworn under pains and penalties of perjury went back to March of 2017. Would you care to guess, Dave? This is a very good question. Would you care to guess when they made those public, those obstruction of justice memos?
Well, let's see.
Well, it's not such a trick question. You know what the statute of limitations is? 5 years. So they released them in March of 2022, as soon as the statute of limitations was passed.
Okay, the reason I asked you that is that the Trump lawsuit against Hillary Clinton, the statute of limitations, for some reason, I guess it's because RICO is involved, is only 4 years.
Usually, I don't know, maybe it's civil racketeering, because I think sometimes, if you can prove what they call a pattern of racketeering in a criminal case, you can go back and get stuff that normally the statute of limitations would have taken care of and you'd be off the hook for. So I don't know what the situation is. I mean, again, this stuff is so complicated, and you know, everybody's got their own lives to lead, you know, there are other things to consider. And as Hillary, you know what Hillary would say if you asked her about this today? You know, about the fact that she signed off on trying to frame her political opponent on a completely bogus charge. I mean, forget Russian collusion hoax, the dossier. This is a whole different hoax, or a different version of the hoax, the Alpha Bank hoax. You know, the Trump server was connected to the Russian bank. It was a spam thing. It was a spam. You know the kind of spam you get every day? That's what his server was getting. And they tried to make it into an international espionage. And now we know that Hillary signed off on it, according to Robbie Mook, who did not commit suicide, by the way. I think it's important to point that out. But did Hillary have a statement on this today, Taylor?
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah. The statute of limitations has expired. Pop the champagne. We're home free again. Again. 844-500-4242. Nancy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Nancy.
I'm getting so disgusted every time I go and fill up my gas tank, and I'm in Florida. But there's absolutely nothing that we can do, and that is so frustrating. Why isn't anyone trying to help America, Americans?
Because the president of the United States, who's a puppet, but his handlers, his caregivers, don't care anything about Americans, Nancy.
I'm not the president.
We know that. You've made that abundantly clear in the last 15 months. I don't know what to tell you, Nancy. You know, it could be worse, though. You could, instead of being in Florida, you could be in New England. Today the weather is cool. It's still the winter, basically. Tomorrow, it'll be summer. It'll be 90 plus degrees. So if you blink in the next 12 to 18 hours, you'll miss spring. Summer starts tomorrow. Thanks for the call, Nancy. I don't know what else to tell you. 844-500-4242. These days, I'm enjoying my time in the sunshine and not in the checkout lines with HelloFresh. They deliver chef-crafted recipes featuring fresh flavors perfect for spring right to my door. The ingredients travel from the farm to my doorstep in under a week, so they always arrive fresh. Their chefs really know how to diversify the menu with seasonal recipes like sweet heat shrimp tempura bowls, garden spinach ricotta ravioli, and one-pan cheesy beef tortilla melts. You know, some of our listeners have been subscribing to HelloFresh for over a year now, and one of them is Patrice from Arlington. And she says, we're coming up on our 100th different HelloFresh meal in a few weeks. We've had more than 100 so far, but some were repeats. It's been a terrific adventure. She just got a new meal, Mexican street corn pasta with bell pepper, jalapeno, and pepper jack, plus chicken cutlets, a protein we added. And there was plenty of leftover for two people again tonight. That's the way it is. You get so much food. If you only have a small household, you're definitely going to get lots of leftovers for lunch or dinner the next day. It's a great, great service, HelloFresh. It's all about convenience. Not only do the ingredients come pre-portioned, but HelloFresh makes it easier than ever to get filling meals on the table in a snap with options like family-friendly, fit and wholesome, quick and easy, and more. I get to pick my favorites from 50 different weekly options. I can even customize the meals to just how I like them by swapping proteins and sides. You can skip weeks when you need to, change your delivery date, and update your preferences right from the HelloFresh app. And I'm loving their Mediterranean options, too. HelloFresh meals are so easy to make that I actually look forward to making them every week. Get started today at HelloFresh.com/Howie16 for 16 free meals plus 3 gifts. That's HelloFresh.com/Howie16 for 16 free meals and 3 free gifts at HelloFresh.com/Howie16. I'm Howie Carr.
Want to know what Howie is reading before the show?
All right, now let's see. Where were we? Oh, yeah. In the pit of despair.
Take a look at Howie's homework at HowieCarShow.com. He tells it like it is.
I want you to know that every human being that works for you knows what a diseased hypocrite you are. We all know what you are.
Howie Carr.
You just heard Nancy talking about the price of gas. It's frustrating for all concerned. And, you know, it's costing you a lot. Even if you own a Toyota and you bought it from Toyota of Portsmouth, it's still a pain. It's the 12th day in a row. Grim milestone, highest prices ever. But there is something you can do to get at least temporary relief. You can go to HowieCarShow.com and get on the Howie Car Show email list. Just type in your email address and you will be entered to win $50 a day from both me and Grace on our shows. Is everybody on the list? Is everybody on the list? Hope so. Because as long as you're on the list, you could win. You got 10 chances a week, every weekday, twice to win $50. And it is now time to announce today's winner on my show. Congratulations, Diane! You are the winner of $50. And if your name is Diane and you're on the email list, look for an email from store@HowieCarShow with instructions on how to claim your money. And again, when you get home tonight or wherever you are, just enter your email address. No obligations, just enter the email address and you will be entered to win on the show, on the contest. 844-500-4242. All right, let's do a little bit of Brandon. This is Brandon is at the semiconductor plant in South Korea today with President Yoon. Again, that name is Yoon. Cut nine.
So thank you all very much, and President Moon Yoon, thank you for everything you've done so far.
President Moon Yoon. Didn't Frank Zappa have a kid named Moon Unit? Maybe this is, I guess this is the, one of his Korean kids, Moon Yoon. Okay, pray to get to be president of the Republic of South Korea. Okay, cut four.
Samsung investment of, didn't invest $17 billion without, as we say in America, running the numbers.
Investment. Did they invest in Izvestia, the old Russian newspaper? Investment of didn't invest billions. Okay, 844-500-4242, cut five.
Because we have a world-class, highly skilled, and highly committed workers.
A highly committed workers. Okay, thank you very much. Cut eight.
So that our economy, our economic, and our national security are not dependent on countries that don't share our values.
Shouldn't it be our economic economy rather than our economy economic? Let's hear that one again.
So that our economy, our economic, and our national security are not dependent on countries that don't share our values.
Cut three.
Investments like these are going to help catapult us forward toward a clean energy future, which we both badly need.
Is it an investment or an INVEC investment? Cut six.
We also have outstanding, skilled, dedicated union building and construction trades workers.
He read that awfully fast. Usually he reads it more slowly than that. Cut seven.
COVID-19 pandemic, the COVID-19 pandemic.
Just in case you're confused whether it was a COVID-19 pandemic or the COVID-19 pandemic, you want to make sure you understood that. Cut two.
This investment will create 3,000 new high-tech jobs in Texas and add to 20,000 jobs Samsung already supports in the United States of America.
I'm glad he's going to add to the ad. Cut one.
Artificial intelligence, quantum technologies, 5G, and so very much more. Things we haven't even thought of at this point.
Can we quote you on that, Mr. President? And so very much more things we haven't even thought of yet. Jim, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jim.
Hi, Howie. Regarding that tainted jury...
Yes.
The defense screens those jurors. Why would they allow them on?
Well, no, usually it's the defense trying to throw jurors off. When you're in Washington with an all Democrat pool, it's the prosecution that should be trying to throw them off. And the prosecution has been trying to throw them off, like the woman whose daughter was on the crew team with Sussman's daughter. And the judge... who's all tied up with the Democrats and is a card carrying fellow traveler? He won't let them change the jury. It's ironic. That's a good point Jim makes. Usually it's the defense that's running out of peremptory challenges, throwing people off. You know, you think he's guilty. You read Howie Carr. You're a cop. Throw him off. In this case, it's the prosecution that's got the problem. I'm Howie Carr.